We, the host and listeners of RBN, have discovered and opposed several frauds and deceptions in society, like the existence of private central banks, man-made global warming, mass vaccinations, genetically modified foods, water fluoridation, oil crisis. There's obvious frauds. But few have exposed the deception of daylight saving time. And today, the day before fallback, we're revisiting this huge lie. Mark Twain said, "The glory which is built upon a lie soon becomes most unpleasant encumbrance." How easy it is to make people believe a lie, and how hard it is to undo that work again. November the 4th, 2017. This is Captain Fred, and this is Fifth Dimension Radio. Today, we're revisiting what I believe is one of the more obvious frauds on our civilization, which is daylight saving time. And it's easy to rationalize, or it's easy to either relate it to the farmer's time or summertime or wartime. But in reality, there is no real good reason for it to exist. Sam, I'd like to go ahead and start up on clip one if we can. Go ahead, Sam.
Last week, we talked about sleep. We talked about how much the average person needs and how much they get. We also talked about how you can't just rely on averages to determine how much sleep you need. Sleep is a personal thing, and we all need different amounts. Sleep is incredibly important. You have to do it. Not getting enough sleep or having sleep deprivation is a real and bizarre thing. It's also the topic of this week's Healthcare Triage. Sleep deprivation can leave people more sensitive to pain. A study published in 2010 took people and randomized them to codeine or placebo. They also measured the quality of their sleep. They found that people who were in the sleepy group were more sensitive to pain. They also found that codeine didn't work as well in the sleepy group. Another study published in 2012 confirmed these findings. Volunteers were randomized to normal sleep habits or extended sleep. Then they measured pain sensitivity. They also found that extended sleep was associated with reduced levels of pain sensitivity. There are lots of studies like this, so sleeping away your pain might be a thing. Sleep deprivation can affect emotional empathy. A study published just last year randomized participants to one of three groups. The first group wasn't allowed to sleep at all. The second group was allowed to sleep normally, and both of these groups were examined early at night and then again the next morning. A third group was examined during the daytime to serve as another control, and tests were given to all participants to measure direct and indirect empathy. Direct empathy is how you feel about another, such as, I'm angry or sad that happened to someone else. Indirect empathy is how it affects you, such as your heart racing or you feel nauseous. They found that the sleep-deprived group had significantly less direct and indirect emotional empathy. They measured everyone twice to confirm it. It's hard to do long-term studies in this manner, though. You can't deprive people of sleep for months to see if they develop physical or mental problems. But there are many cohort studies that show that sleep deprivation is associated with diabetes and obesity. We don't know the causal direction, though. It's also hard to do studies in kids. They have to go to school, after all. But there are comparative studies for them, too. Many of them show that kids who are sleep-deprived are more likely to be depressed. Last year, a study of more than 100 adolescents in Korea, with and without behaviorally induced insufficient sleep syndrome, were studied. The academic performance of the kids with insufficient sleep was significantly worse. This also confirmed the results of many other studies that have had similar results. The results also hold true for kids in middle school, high school, and even in college. Sleep deprivation is a bad, bad thing academically. And if you demand controlled trials, they do exist. In 2003, a study was published in the Journal of Sleep Research that took 50 college students and compared their performance on math effort tasks after a night of normal and sleep-deprived sleep. It should come as no surprise that the sleep-deprived kids were more likely to show less effort in selecting tasks. Another study published in 2010 showed that female athletes who were sleep-deprived were less likely to believe in themselves. Not getting enough sleep may strip kids of their ability to challenge themselves and become better. There's a growing chorus that believes that we as a society are setting teens up to fail. We know they need this much sleep, but we make them get up at the crack of dawn. When I go to the gym at 6:45, all the high schoolers are already out waiting for the bus. So unless they go to bed at 9 p.m., it's almost impossible for them to get 9 hours of sleep, let alone 10. Because of this, groups like the American Academy of Pediatrics have asked for school start times to be pushed back to a more civilized hour. After all, there's no reason school has to start so early. More than 40% of high schools start before 8 a.m. The later they start, the more likely kids are to get more sleep. A study from the Center for Applied Research and Educational Improvement from the University of Minnesota found that when school started at 7:30, about a third of kids got at least 8 hours of sleep a night. If school started close to 9 a.m., then two-thirds of adolescents got that much sleep. Academic tests and athletic performance aren't the only things at stake here, though. Sleep deprivation causes lots and lots of car accidents. The American Academy of Sleep Medicine reports that more than 80,000 people fall asleep at the wheel each day in the United States. They also report more than 250,000 sleep-related motor vehicle accidents each year. About 20% of serious injuries due to accidents are related to sleep. Alcohol use doesn't help either. Studies show that astronauts who are sleep-deprived are more likely to have errors in performance. They show the same in airline pilots and physicians. Because of this, pilots are forced to work only a certain number of hours at a time, and recent regulations have placed the same requirement on physicians in training. When people work too much and get too little sleep, accidents happen. Sometimes they cost lives. Sleep deprivation has real effects with serious consequences.
Well, folks, obviously, sleep deprivation is not a good thing for humanity. And what we have to ask ourselves is why do we do this twice a year? Why do we throw ourselves into a sleep-deprived trance? And for the most part, no one really has a good explanation why we do this other than what they've been told historically, that it benefits the farmers, or we gain another hour of daylight in the afternoon. But that really doesn't speak to what it does to us in the wintertime. During the wintertime, isn't that when we really do need an extra hour of daylight? Shouldn't daylight savings time go into effect so that we get an extra hour of daylight in the evening? I think not. I don't believe that what's happening with daylight savings time is an accident. I think that what's happening is intentional. Daylight savings time historically, I think in 1916 was first used by the German military to save materials. And back then, it might have been a useful asset for a military, but it was called back then wartime. And it wasn't used again after World War I until World War II in 1942 in the United States, and we called it wartime back then. And then after the war, it was done away with until 1966. And not very many of us nowadays remember 1966, but 1966, we were moving into a tyranny right after the assassination of President Kennedy. Right after the assassination, it was a bad time for the United States in 1966. 68, we lost Robert Kennedy. We lost Martin Luther. What do we have to do to begin to understand that this tyranny is complex and we're being destabilized at every time we turn around? We just listened to this clip that illustrated, or at least by survey and by medical journal, that sleep deprivation creates a lack of empathy. What more would be necessary to create a war state than to create a lack of empathy with our citizenry? It's also associated with diabetes, obesity, lack of sleep or sleep deprivation associated with diabetes and obesity. That seems like that's a national dilemma right now. You know, kids that are deprived of sleep are depressed or bad students. Why do we force our children to get up and go to school at 7:15 or 7:45? Or, you know, why is it when we know that children need 8 to 10 hours of sleep every day, why is it that we send them to school and wake them up, and then on top of everything else, we spring forward and spring back? If these things aren't to deliberately destabilize a culture or a society, then what good are they? It lowers self-esteem. These are things that happens when we are sleep deprived. Today, I'd like to see if we can get a few callers to contribute to this discussion, because I think everybody suffers from the disorientation of sleep deprivation during the spring forward and fall back. Previously, most people didn't really believe that falling back was an issue, but I believe it is. So I'm not sure. Sam, did I give you that clip on the fall back dilemma? I'm not sure if I did. No, not that trailer. But let me go on with this here. It sets up a lot of condition that would normally not exist if it weren't for daylight savings time. And in particular, what I'd like to talk about too is traffic accidents. With mandatory seat belts, why is it mandatory that twice a year we put drivers on the road for as much as a week, disoriented and sleep deprived? It's already known that 20% of all the traffic accidents in the United States are sleep deprivation related. You know, with these kind of numbers, these kind of statistics, why is it always still accepted that we're going to spring forward and fall back? Why doesn't anybody relate these dilemmas in our culture, our society, to this ridiculous practice that's outdated? There's not really any good rationalization for it that I can see. So if you have something that you'd like to tell us about this, our call-in number here is 1-800-313-9443. And this is Captain Fred. And today we really do need to understand why it is daylight savings time is not particularly good for our culture. It doesn't really prove that it's that important to us anymore. You know, how can we start to realize that we're kind of being fooled? Got a little music going on there. Let's turn on to that while we get a caller coming in. Thank you. Some authorities say get up with one thing and some with another, but a lark is really the best thing to get up with. It gives you a splendid reputation with everybody to know that you get up with the lark. So with that in mind, let's go to Fred in Iowa. Fred, you still there?
Fred. Yeah, Fred, can you hear me okay?
You know, I've always been able to hear you okay, Fred. Why don't you go ahead and tell us what's on your mind? I'm enjoying hearing your voice again, though.
Okay, I changed my number, and anyhow, I'm having problems with it. But, Fred, you're on a good subject, and I can put you onto a website that really covers it. In fact, people have been doing this health message for 150 years. But to give you an example of what I have been through and what I know is I was a trucker, and I rarely took pills or uppers, although I did some. But I would go down a highway, and say on a cold night or a winter night or say down in the teens, and I'd hang on to that steering wheel, open my window up, and just shake myself with my arms, you know, and turn my head and everything. Now, I can look back on it now, and of all the people that I could have killed through sleep deprivation, you know,
Fred, hey, Fred, buddy, I got music coming in on my side here. Can you hold on for a few minutes? We'll be back. We'll be back in just a few minutes. This is Captain Fred and Fred in Iowa. We'll be back.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions, in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience-supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Welcome back. This is Captain Fred, Republic Broadcasting Network on the Fifth Dimension Radio. Go back with Fred in Iowa. Fred, I'm sorry we had to cut you off there. You were getting ready to give us a website that had some information about this topic today.
Well, Fred, sleep deprivation was contributable to the breakup of my marriage, because I would come home on weekends, say a late Friday night or even late Saturday night, and I figured my work week had 90 hours when I was an owner-operator, and I'd done most of the work on my truck. When I got home, I was so physically and mentally exhausted that I was held on my family, and I'd sleep maybe 14, 16, 18 hours, and get up Sunday, and then I'd be halfway civil. Well, I didn't realize it then, but I'd come home, say stop. If I could go by home, I'd stop in and try to catch an hour's sleep and have my wife fix me breakfast or something, and say at 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning, and I'd fall asleep and on my damn plate. So I didn't realize it then, you know, the living hell that I made on her.
Well, but sleep deprivation is that way with everybody. I mean, it doesn't do any good for anybody to be deprived of sleep. And the fact that we're creating the situation twice a year for no really obvious reason is beyond me. I mean, you know, what are we supposed to do?
This website that I'm going to give you, if I only had one website in the world, only one, it would be this. But anyhow,
Go ahead and give us. We're running. Okay. This is a short section right now.
Okay, amazingdiscoveries.org.
AmazingDiscoveries.org.
Or Amazing Discoveries TV.
All right. Well, if the listeners are interested, I think that's something we need to investigate. Fred, you know, like I read earlier, 20% of all the accidents are sleep deprivation related. And what you just said, you know, we're all lucky that you're still here with us, Fred.
Well, I am 80 years old. I'm the oldest caller into RBN, and I've been on off for 3 months because I broke my pelvis, broke my right shoulder, broke 3 ribs, and a severe sprain to my right wrist. But I won't go into that.
Well, no, actually, I want to go into that, but not in this show, because one of the shows I'm preparing right now is a show on fall prevention, because most all of the largest percentage of deaths in the United States is fall related. But right now we're talking about related sleep deprivation. But go ahead. I'm sorry.
Okay, listen to this. It's very important that 2 hours sleep before midnight, that means you'd have to be in bed by 10 p.m., is worth 4 hours, twice the amount after midnight. Now, I get undisciplined, and I get my hours switched around because I've been on the Internet too much, and I just had to take a break from it because for my own health. But the website I give you, it would be hard to look up sleep deprivation, but it is so important. And when people realize it, because your state of mind, you can't think, you lose your empathy.
All right. Well, there's the music one more time again, Fred. Fred, I really do appreciate you calling. Some of your calls are just the most productive that I can imagine. But this is a topic that's important to all of us right now. And in the second half, stay tuned, because we're going to have William in Montana, who is, from what I understand, probably one of the most authoritative persons on this sleep deprivation issue. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Baby, what have I done? Gone and left you all alone.
Mark Twain said it's well enough for old folks to rise early because they've done so many mean things all their lives, they can't sleep anyhow. You know, I don't agree with that. I think that we need to start understanding how important sleep is to our culture, to our families, to our children. Sleep is one of the only things that's mandatory for us to do other than breathe and eat. I want to thank Fred and Iowa for calling, but I want to bring on William in Montana right now. I know that William has studied and understands more about sleep than just about anybody I know. William, are you still there?
Yes, I am.
William, it's good to hear from you.
Captain. Yeah, I was, you mentioned that this whole thing about, you know, falling back in the fall and daylight saving time, you know, you said it didn't make much sense. Well, the origin of this goes way, way back, and it was actually introduced in a moment of whimsy. And one of the first mentions of daylight saving time appeared in a journal in Paris, and it was written by a guy who was 78 years old. And
Uncle Ben, right?
Yeah, Ben Franklin. But this was a Ben Franklin that was coming to the end of his ropes there in Paris. You know, he was an American delegate. And he sort of got caught up in the whole society there and you know, ended up being a little bit debauched. And at 78, he was pretty much, confined to his house. He had gout and gallstones and all types of stuff. And his friend was an editor of this Paris journal. And he said, hey, don't get so depressed that you can't join all the parties. Why don't you write something? And so Ben wrote this article about how he came up with this daylight saving time. And he basically said that, you know, he usually would, like, just, you know, go to these parties until 3-4 in the morning. And one day his butler woke him up at the wrong time, and he got up at around 6 in the morning, 7 in the morning, and he noticed that the sun was out. And normally he wouldn't get up until around, you know, noon or 1, and he was shocked that there was so much sunlight. And because he was known in Paris, as a thrifty man, you know, a man of thrift, and came up with all these ways of saving money, his friend said, you know, like, when he was shocked to find out that all this daylight, you know, in the morning was being wasted, he came up with a plan, and he said, you know, if we would basically do this daylight saving thing, we can save on candles and on oil. But he wrote this, you know, in his journal. He said he wrote this article in whimsy. You know, it was sort of like, you know, playing upon his reputation and his scientific. But he didn't actually mean it. But it caused a real ruckus and an uproar. And so he started. His friend encouraged him to write more. And in his later articles, he started coming up with ways of, you know, getting people up early in the morning so that they will go to bed earlier And he thought he mentioned firing cannons down the road, you know, down the avenues to wake people up in the morning when the sun was up. And he just kept doing this in whimsy.
But it falls right into the hands of the people that want to manipulate behavior.
Sure. And it was basically, you know, and then later, you know, you said that, you know, it was used during war to save on oil, to save on electricity. And so that was sort of like the origin, one of those interesting historical things. But, you know, getting back to the benefits of sleep and how to do away with sleep deprivation, which causes all types of ailments, not almost anything you can name, is exacerbated when you don't get enough sleep, because your body repairs itself in that deep sleep. And most people never get to deep sleep. They get into a restless sleep, but it doesn't allow the body to go deep enough to shut down enough.
Well, the brain doesn't
take place.
Doesn't the brain actually detoxify itself when it's asleep?
It not only detoxifies itself, it repairs its neurons. It repairs the synapses, and then the cells do a job. There's these little structures called the mitochondria, and if they get into a restful state, they can diagnose what's happening in the cell and make adjustments and make repairs, and more importantly, they are able to determine which cells need to go away, you know, to have this graceful death. And without that, the body ages very rapidly, you know, without that, you know, day-by-day repair. And one of the things that Frank mentioned was that, you know, hours before 11, you know, before midnight, are much better than hours after midnight. You know, it's almost, it can be as much as 1 hour before midnight. I would say, if you know about biological clocks, it's an hour before 11 is even better. It can be as much as 4 hours after midnight in terms of how the body experiences it. And one of the reasons for that is there's this gland, the pineal gland, in our brain, and it gets messages through the eye of when it's getting dark. And so, in a sense, it's not only what happens before 11, it's what happens before, you know, 10 or 9 or even 8. Because if you are in darkness and your eyes are getting a dark message, it sends a message to the pineal gland to make this melatonin, which is this sleep, very powerful sleep substance created, you know, produced in the brain and causing us to go into this deep sleep. But one of the worst things is artificial light, because artificial light has a very damaging effect on the production of melatonin. And if you, and you know what happens when they set the clock back, it gets darker earlier, and we use more artificial light. And that mm-hmm. artificial light will stop the production of melatonin in its tracks. And, you know, you can buy melatonin, you know, in drug stores and health food stores, but it doesn't work as well as the natural stuff produced in your body.
Mm-hmm.
And
you know,
if you take it at the wrong time and you don't take it cyclically, it can actually have a negative effect on sleep.
You know, this is the chemical balance of the brain is so complex, and we've discussed this before on the Fifth Dimension. But you know, a lot of people are relating sleep deprivation to a lot of our systemic diseases now, like Alzheimer's and Parkinson's. Do you know anything about that?
Yeah, because what happens is if you don't ever get into this deep sleep, you know, they talk about different phases of sleep. You know, when we first fall asleep, you know, we're, you know, some of us are very restless. We don't stay asleep. It's a tossing and turning. And then there's this thing called REM sleep, rapid eye movement sleep. And this is where most people or most research shows that this is where dreaming takes place. And dreaming, in a sense, is a very complex subject because in many ways it's the way in which our psyche sort of puts things down, you know, straightens things out, at least gives them a rest. And so even though the dreams, you know, are often very nonsensical and they don't make rational sense, what it is, it's a way of kind of relaxing the body, relaxing the brain, which there really isn't no difference between, you know, the mind and the body. And so once you get through this REM sleep, if you stay asleep, you get into this deeper restorative sleep phase, and that's when the body really kicks in to repair itself. And like I say, one of the things that gets repaired in the brain is actually neurological structures, because it basically puts you in this deep sleep. You are really in a very relaxed state. The body's activity is minimal, and the structures that have developed in our evolution to repair our body from wear and tear are allowed to do their job. And if you do this, if you lose sleep every night, you lose sleep, there's a little less repair that is done. And after this accumulates for 10 to 15, 20 years, that has a major destructive process, you know, a destructive result in the brain. And things like Alzheimer's and Parkinson's and all of these things become more evident. In cultures where people sleep deeply and sleep on a natural, cycle, the circadian rhythms, which like you get more like in a rural environment than in a artificial urban environment, they find that these type of ailments are less prevalent, that these ailments really appear in an advanced digital culture especially. And I think we'll see more of it because people just can't overcome their addiction to these computer screens. And now they even make the computer screens so you can carry them in your hand. You know, so many teenagers are going to sleep with their cell phone right next to their head, right in their hand, because they're afraid they're going to miss a text message. And as soon as you look at those blue light screens, your melatonin is stopped right in its tracks.
William, when the Congress in 1966 started forcing the United States to go on to daylight savings time, it became a state's option to decide whether or not to go on daylight savings time. The state of Arizona opted out of it. The state of Hawaii is opted out on it. Most all of China has never been on daylight savings time. Is this a total hoax? Is there really any benefit at all from daylight savings time? Saving time, it's not savings time.
Yep. It gets to be a very complex, you know, question. But, they always come up with excuses. You know, there was World War One, World War Two, where they started using it supposedly to save oil and to save electricity, and that does have an effect. I find that, if you actually do very careful economic analysis, you find out that, some of these statements really, these savings aren't as true as they appear. That's one of the issues that's, you know, that you can question. And another thing, they tried this, you remember the oil embargo. What was that, 73 or something like that?
73 and 55 miles per hour nationally, I remember that.
Yeah, and they pulled that one off, and they said we all have to tighten our belts, which means, we all have to do this daylight savings time. But But if you look at, you know, that was another time when they really pushed it. You know, it was, there wasn't a war going on, but they said, you know, we're being attacked through, you know, putting a cap on the production of oil sales to the West. But that if you really look at that again, you'll see that there's some fishy reasoning behind that. But again, I think, you know, the biggest culprit, I mean, the thing that I see from all the research I've done is those, you know, those little curly Q lights that they're trying to force down our throats, you know, the little LED savers
right.
of energy. Those things have a particular wavelength in them, this blue light wavelength, that is extremely damaging. You turn that on to go to the bathroom, and you can kiss a deep night's sleep away. I mean, just turning it on to go to the bathroom in the middle of the night, your sleep for the night is gone, because that blue light is particularly destructive of the production of melatonin. And we can talk about how I've overcome this. I mean, if you look at my house from the road, I live up in the wilds of Montana, but if you look at my house through the windows, you'd think that it's a, you know, frontier whorehouse, because at about 8 o'clock, my house goes red. It looks like one of those bunkers, you know, in where they use red light at night so as not to destroy your night eyes. But that
I've been a pilot all my life, and yeah. all instrumentation and all aircraft have been red for ages.
Sure.
You know, I know that I've experienced using the red light to save on my ability to focus and concentrate at nighttime. I mean, you know, when you're yeah. working really hard to see, then you really are not using your time really well. But you know, the basis of this show, I know that there's things that we can do about this daylight saving time issue. What can we do to start adjusting ourselves? I know that I always keep a clock that's on the standard time all the time, along with daylight saving time, so that I can understand where we are and where we're coming from. I used to do that a lot sailing. It's also interesting, too, to understand where the sun actually is at midday, so you'll know how the day is forming as far as weather.
Yeah.
When we're being confused by daylight saving time about what our life is, what our days are like, can we not expect our children to be have low self-esteem, to be failures in school? I mean, when they get up at 6 or 7 o'clock, and everybody agrees that children need more daylight sleeping time, and they're probably staying up till past midnight playing with their cell phones or their pads, can we expect anything? And why is it that nobody mounts any kind of opposition to daylight savings time?
Well, it's, you know, one thing is that it gets pretty technical pretty quickly, you know. And so if you start talking about restricting, is that the music?
Yeah, that's the music. Why don't we hold that till we come back? This is Captain Fred, RBN. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited. So take a breath, head to aroutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at aroutfitting.com. Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Do you worry a lot? If you're forgetful, nervous, moody, or overwhelmed, chances are you're not protecting yourself from the ravaging effects of stress and anxiety. No matter the cause, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, your quality of life, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clarity.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
If you are one of the millions of people who get migraines, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist who created MigRelief, the patented dietary supplement that addresses nutritional deficiencies in adults and children with migraines. Thousands of physicians and pharmacists recommend MigRelief.
Call 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
With so many different ailments and problems related to sleep deprivation, like lack of empathy, diabetes, obesity, slow self-esteem, car accidents, we don't need to be doing this anymore because there's no real benefit. William, I know that you're probably one of the most knowledgeable people that I know about this problem. We have just a few more minutes left for this show today. And Fred in Iowa has been holding on to say one more thing. And I want to give him this moment here to see what he has to say. Fred, I'm sorry that we cut you off earlier. What did you have to say?
Yeah, Fred, can you hear me okay?
Yeah, you're loud.
Yeah. Fred and William, I was extremely impressed with William. You know, he's really got it, and he's very knowledgeable. You are what you eat, and you are what you think. Now, I didn't want to be deceptive about AmazingDiscoveries.org, but when people go there, go to the health message, because we have had the health message for 150 years. Now, what you eat, you know, affects your body and what you think. All right. When you have sleep deprivation and your eating habits, I am an undisciplined vegetarian, but what you think in your mind is how you react and what you imagine. And when you have bad thoughts in your mind, well, the thing is going to turn out bad. I could talk on for hours about this.
Well, hey, Fred, we can't talk on for hours because we only have like 3 minutes left. But
I'm going to end this conversation, but Fred, I'm going to be back on RVN a lot. But it's a hell of an important subject for people's mental health and physical health. And I'm done, my friend. Have a blessed day. And William, keep in there. Goodbye and thank you.
Thank you, Fred.
Thank you very
much,
Fred. Those things are one of the most important things to remember, what you brought up, you know, about thoughts and diet. Thank you very much, Fred. Frank.
Well, we have one more call. Let's see if we can get one more call. Wait a second. How much more time do we have, Sam? We got enough. We've only got about 30 seconds. Well, callers, let's try next week. And I believe that this is a very important subject. And, William, I hope that we can get you back on again speaking to this particular topic because I believe it's something that's really important.
Very important. Thank you, Fred.
Thank you, too, William. This is Captain Fred, RBN. We'll be back next week.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.